We went to Dominic's before coming down here to eat.
I've never been to Dominic's before.
Very good Italian.
Okay, very good Italian. All I hear are carbs.
Well, I definitely feel like I'm big fatty with a cork up my ass.
Jesus, I can hear that one coming.
Yeah.
We'll have to tune in to Big Fatty, see what's coming next.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Well, I definitely feel like I'm Big Fatty with a cork up my ass.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 757, is that right? Yeah, I think so. For Monday, the 27th of December, 2010, y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, I've got a special guest, and we're not in the Fat Cave. Oh. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, I am on my way back to Upchuck from Hatlanta, and y'all, let me just tell you, I have got so much to tell you about the Crummum. Y'all, I'll just give you a little hint. One night we went to the old folks' home and had supper, and we don't even know anybody that lives there. But anyway, y'all, I had no idea what I was going to do for today's little show, but y'all, I got a cellular telephonic device message from a resident of the Hatlanta area, and y'all, he said, "Big Fatty, why don't you come on over and we'll take our pants off and do an episode of the gays?" And y'all, when anyone says take your pants off, Big Fatty, especially this one, I'm there. So here we go. Believe it or not, I am, and y'all, by the way, I am on a big old, I've got a big old thing in front of me with a big old head on it, and it's lovely, just lovely. So if I sound a little different today, you'll understand why. But y'all, I am sitting in the podcast studio of the one and only gay country boy, Wes. Wes, say hello to everybody.
How y'all doing?
How y'all doing? Now, do you have to, I don't know, is that going to be, are you close enough to that? You know your yeah. Big throbbing, I mean, your big orb here better than I do, so.
I think I am.
You're more familiar with it, right?
Yeah, okay. My voice tends to carry.
Tends to carry. So, y'all, Wes said, "Brad Hardy, I want to do an episode of The Gays," and y'all, a lot of people have said this. And, you know, and that's all fine and dandy. But, y'all, there's a new rule about being on The Gays. You have to be live right next to Big Fatty. Because, y'all, it doesn't do me any good to do a pants-off podcast if you ain't sitting right next to me. And, y'all, let me just tell you that this may be one of the finest pants-off podcasts that, well, at least one of the most natural pants-off podcasts that I've ever done. And, Wes, would you like to elaborate on that?
I like to call myself one of the gifted ones.
One of the gifted ones.
Yes.
And why would you call yourself one of the gifted ones?
I escaped the knife when I was born.
Oh, yes. Okay. And that's not the only reason you're gifted, is it?
No
okay. Because he's from Alabama, y'all. You know what they do in Alabama. Okay, anyway.
Sleep with our cousins?
Right, well, they do that in Georgia, too. That's why it was not a hard thing for you to move to Georgia.
Easy transition.
Right. So, Wes, how many episodes have you done of your show?
I'm about to install episode 28.
Install episode 28? That
yes.
Almost sounds dirty.
28 with 8 inches, you know, left over.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little sad, actually, because I've been on the air for a year, and I'm just now reaching 28.
Okay. So I just hit 757 today.
I know.
Right. At least I think that's what it is. Y'all, I have no fucking idea what episode it is, but I have a little bit of an idea, but anyway. But anyway, so, and you have a co-host.
I do.
And, you know, it helps if you talk. Because they hear me every day. And by the way, y'all, he is behind on his episodes. Y'all, don't ever be behind when Big Fatty comes to your house to do an episode of The Gays. Anyway, go ahead.
Yes, my co-host is Romo.
Romo.
Yes, Romo the Homo. And he is...
Okay, you got to talk louder, or this has got to point at you more.
He's a good friend.
I'm like Vera. I'm browbeating you. Oh, Lord, did I say Vera?
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Dear God, I'm so sorry. I was trying to make it all the way through the show without mentioning that. Because, you know, yesterday was Boxing Day. Did you get out and box anybody? Because, you know, the 26th of December is Boxing Day over there in the UGG. You know, Steven the UGG and my straight boyfriend, Naught, over there in the red FF pup. By the way, I don't know if you know what FF stands for.
No, well, I can think of
a couple of things. You're very innocent, right? Y'all, he is anything but innocent.
Yeah, I can think of a couple of things that FF can go with.
Uh-huh, well, it goes with the red FF pup.
Yeah, it doesn't go... It doesn't go with Friends Forever.
No, and it's not Follow Friday either, okay? So you have your own show, and you talk about mainly... This is plug time, okay?
Anything in the world. Okay. Anything. And you're about to hear a whole bunch of dogs.
Oh! Ah! Oh, dear God! Because, y'all, believe it or not, the other half of Wes the Gay Country Boys just walked in the door, and I've never met him before, and he's probably going, who the fuck is that fat person sitting in there next to Wes? So, anyway. Hi, Travis! Hello. So, anyway.
Very eventful.
Right. But you wanted to do an episode of the show here today.
And tell
everybody why you wanted to do that, other than, you know, being in such close proximity to such an international internet celebrity.
There's nothing like a fatty show, and so... I just wanted to be part of it.
I agree with that. There is nothing like it. Thank God.
Nothing.
Y'all, he's got... did I mention it's the 27th of December, and he's got Easter eggs sitting on his desk here.
Oh, yes. Kroger
Easter eggs.
Yes.
Were they on sale?
Well, they're 50 cents a piece, I think they are now. Unlike the, 25 cents, 10 cents they used to be.
I don't know. Is that for your stocking or something? No, that's Easter. That's leftover shit. Okay.
No, I don't think it's leftover. I went there the other day and I was getting some necessities, and I got to the cash register.
Meaning lube?
Yes.
Okay. Because, you know, if you're going to buy your lube, go to the Kroger.
WD-40 and, you know, Crisco. And so I got to the cash register and... and here they were. There was these eggs. And I was like, you know, when I see a Cadbury egg, it's kind of like when I see eggnog in a freezer. I like, I'm right there. Because...
What's wrong with eggnog in a freezer?
You don't get to see it that much down here.
Ah.
Yes. So, I literally weep after Christmas time because every dairy company that supports or that provides milk down here just takes it away, just snatches it away.
The eggnog is gone for another year.
Exactly.
You know, I have an eggnog every year on Christmas Eve, just to remind myself why I don't like eggnog. But I have it at my brother's house, and he pours so much damn... What do you put in that? Jim Beam or Jack Daniels or something like that?
Canadian Mist.
Canadian Mist, I should have known. Yes. But anyway, so how... And y'all, Wes also, as we're getting ready to start the show, he goes, I want to watch how you do it. Because, y'all, you know, if you want to know how to do a podcast, you know, you come to the, you know, you worship at the feet of the master, so to speak.
Exactly.
And boy, has he thought to himself after watching me, that ain't how you do it.
Let's just say I've been sucking some things in.
Really?
Yes.
Gosh, I wish I had known that. I would have enjoyed it a lot more. But
we won't take a picture of it this time.
No,
so
unfortunately,
Kim...
there will be no video podcast. I know Kim. That Kim. Beva is all excited hearing your voice because she has the hots for Wes.
Really?
Yes, you didn't know that?
No.
Those Ferocci women, I mean they may like fish, but they also, I mean, you know, that's why I always have to say, and that is not spelled C-U-N-T, you know, for the country boy, because, you know, she hears country, and, you know, she thinks, oh, let me rub on my stuff or something. But, yeah, she's got the hots for you.
Well, I have the hots for Miss Beaver as well.
Is she not the funniest fucking person on the inner tube?
And extremely talented.
Very talented. Very talented. I can only imagine how talented she is with her new wife.
And you know what? I keep having to remind myself of that. That she has a new wife.
Right, but that doesn't mean she's not going to love some country boy.
I know. So. I'm very lovable. And even across the great pond, I'm very lovable.
Right. Yes. So, anyway. So, Wes, what do you want to talk about today?
I got some new underwear today.
Oh, of course you talk. Let's talk about this whole underwear fucking thing. Because, by the way, he does have a lovely what is that thing called, wallpaper?
Yes, wallpaper.
Wallpaper of this just delicious man. He, you know who he reminds me of? Me. Anyway, in fact, we've been mistaken many times.
Yes.
But you have this underwear fetish, don't you?
Yes, I do.
And talk to us about that.
Underwear serves a great purpose, and
a folder called porn. I can only imagine what's in that.
Okay. A lot of people don't understand the exact purpose of underwear. They just think, especially guys. Guys, to me, just have completely lost touch with what's cupping their Johnson. And, a lot of guys don't wear underwear.
I don't have any on right now, by the way.
And that's fine.
Right.
You know, to each his own.
I have an un-underwear fetish.
My ex-boyfriend's dad never wore underwear, and I never could understand that growing up. But, I just... Being the one that escaped the knife growing up...
Right.
It's very uncomfortable when it slides across the denim. And to me, it's a necessity. But, you know, to a lot of other people, they're like, you know, it's just natural feeling.
And right. And to some, you know, it's just in the way.
I know.
Okay.
It's another layer that you have to dig through.
Right. But now, there's a difference in wearing underwear and having an underwear fetish. I think most people, I even wear underwear at times, but, you know,
It's more, there's one thing seeing you naked.
Uh-huh.
There's another thing seeing you with a pair of underwear on and going,
I wonder what's in there.
Exactly.
Okay. So you kind of like the mystery of it.
Yes.
Rather than the whole kit and caboodle.
Right. Don't just, I mean, you can slap me in the face with it and all this kind of stuff, sure. But. But. But, you know, let me think about it a little bit, you know, let me just look at it, let me savor it.
Yeah, but now you like all kinds of underwear. I mean, is this going to, as you get older, is this going to turn into an adult diaper fetish or something like that? I mean...
Have you seen my new Depend?
No, I have not, and I don't want to see yours or Bob Dole's, but anyway.
I think it will, over time, it will... Probably, maybe calm down.
Okay.
That is, if I don't create my own business around it.
Right. Now, do you have a, you know, the MTV? You know, you kids like to watch that MTV, those drug videos, and, you know, they're always asking the presidents if they wear, what kind of underpants they wear. What is your, do you have a preference as
briefs.
To? Briefs. Okay.
Yes.
And is that... But there's different kinds
of
briefs.
Not boxer briefs.
Right. There's boxer briefs, and there's regular briefs, and there's low-rise briefs, and there's thongy thingies.
Sport briefs.
Sport briefs. And
yeah. I am the best underwear in the world to me is to exist essential pouch briefs.
Essential pouch?
Yes. Because, okay. Well, it's the essential line.
The essential line of, yeah, pouch briefs.
It's very smart.
Smart.
Whoever created, the guy that created the 2Xist brand, he's no longer with 2Xist because he left to go and create CN2. But...
Mexican.
But he created the underwear with a designed pouch that he said, okay, I'm creating these underwear for grown men, unlike Jockey, who was like, oh, 13-year-old guys are going to wear my underwear.
Okay.
And so now you have a place for, put it plainly, for your shit to go, and you don't have
if you're putting your shit in that pouch, you've got them on backwards.
Not the ass pouch.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about shitting your underpants. Speaking of that, do you shit your underpants very often?
No.
Okay.
One time in my life.
How old are you?
33.
Oh, well, you're the same age as Miss Wes.
Really?
Yes. All the Wesses are 33. And let me just say that the older you get, the more you're going to have to worry about,
I don't eat a lot of fiber.
Well, you need to.
Cereal, yeah. I've got a container of Benefiber in the cabinet.
You need to take that every day. Trust me. I speak from experience on the Benefiber.
I don't really like the slippery slopes.
Okay, great. Now, is there some underpants that you just absolutely detest?
Everything that Jockey makes, pretty much. And thongs are not my friend.
Okay.
Yeah. There's just something about butt floss.
Butt floss, right.
Yeah, 2Xist makes a really good thong, but you have to be in the mood for something to be rubbing your manhole that constantly.
Travis, you hear that? Travis is in the kitchen right now making notes, so it may be a special New Year's, when the ball drops or something.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means.
The ball is dropping, and and it's covered in jewels.
It is, and yes. I think Snooki's going to be inside of it or something like that. Ugh, exactly. Ugh.
We do not need a fucking Oompa Loompa.
No, I don't like that. Now, Wes, you're from Alabama. What is the best part of being in Georgia as opposed to Alabama?
The best part is probably, I like to say that Georgia's a little bit further evolved.
Oh, I thought you were going to say east. Anyway.
And it's closer to Big Fatty.
Well, it is a lot closer to me.
There's a little bit, there's more life, and there's definitely a lot more history in Georgia. And
right.
I like that. And there's mountains.
You like to go hiking, though, don't you? Okay.
And there's not just, sand dunes.
Right. But, all right, now...
The rivers are very small, though.
Right, I hate it when it's a small river. But, anyway, you recently became caller number 900 to the BFO.
Yes, I did.
And you got a choice of fabulous prizes.
I know.
And what did you... Tell everybody what you did.
I chose the T-shirt because... Yes.
Oh! Oh, dear Gussie.
And I can't wait to put it on because then I can say, God, this head floating.
I said, what do you want? And he goes, a T-shirt. And I said, what size? He goes, medium. You mean you have a selection of sizes? I said, yes. So anyway, Wes, quickly plug your show.
That is not
dirty.
Nasty. My show is The Gay Life of a Country Boy. I can be found at thegaycountryboy.com. No use for the www. And all the information to contact me is on there.
And you can find all of that over at the BFO, y'all. And y'all, the best part about sitting next to Wes is he whispered this in my ear.
Well, I definitely feel like I'm Big Fatty with a cork up my ass.
Oh, no, don't put a cork up my ass.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.